Proclamation number 5259, dated the November 25th, 1951. God requires many laborers in the time before the end. I will take all of you who are willing into my service, for I require many co-workers during the last days before the end who shall do redeeming work. If you declare your willingness to me, then your destiny will also proceed according to your will. That is, you will always have the opportunity to work for me and my kingdom according to my will. You will feel my instruction in your heart and, once you have offered your service to me, will sensitively represent me to your fellow human beings. You will feel inwardly impelled to speak on behalf of me in my name and proclaim my teaching to all those who cross your path, with whom you will be able to have spiritual discussions and who require your help, or I would not send them on your way. The work for me and my kingdom need not be externally recognizable as missionary work. It can be carried out in everyday life, unobtrusively and yet beneficially, for precisely those people shall be won over who have no religious connections whatsoever, who are not affiliated to any church organizations or still belong to them as a mere formality. My gospel shall especially be made accessible to these people, and this is far more effective during an exchange of ideas where everyone can express their own point of view. Once people are stimulated to think about it, success is more likely to be expected. This is why my representatives, my laborers on earth who want to serve me, must be convinced of me and my teaching themselves, so that they will also be able to speak with conviction to their fellow human beings. Anyone who has accepted the truth himself is also permeated by it, and he is a suitable co-worker in the last days before the end, for he will always and forever feel urged to offer the truth where it is missing. This is why you won't need any particular instructions from me, because I will tell you through your heart what you're to do, and this heartfelt expression will be felt as your own will, as an inner urge. Therefore act according to your inner impulse once you have informed me that you want to work for me and my kingdom. I accept all of you and give you my blessing for this work, because the immense spiritual hardship necessitates much help, and this is to be brought through a human mouth if fellow human beings are to keep their free will but nevertheless be shown a way which leads out of the great hardship. I bless every good will which applies to your fellow human beings' souls and help you to accomplish it. Amen.